Watcher. It's Mike Wynn, and it's the real enjoyment of jazz. So what are we waiting for? Well, a group called the Jazz Futures, that's who. The group, calling themselves the Jazz Futures, were put together by the veteran promoter George Wein for one of his latter-day Newport Jazz Festivals. This was August 91, by which time the Newport Jazz Festival was back in Newport. You might remember that Crowd Control one year had it run out of town, or rather, not invited back. So it decamped to New York for a while. Basically, Wein put together all of the up-and-coming young Turks of the day. They, with one exception, were all still in their 20s, and they've all continued their upward trajectory since 91. That was Roy Hargrove on trumpet, leading them all on You Don't Know What Love Is. Marion Jordan is also on trumpet, Antonio Hart alto, Tim Warfield tenor sax, Mark Whitfield guitar, Benny Green piano, and the single Over the Age of 30 Old Man is Carl Allen on drums, plus Christian McBride bass. As you might imagine with a lineup like that, there's a different soloist for each song, so each one sounds quite different. I'll leave this album out for another track next week. Let's have some intense piano playing. In the summer of 98, pianist Lyle Mays recorded these solo piano improvisations. Nothing was pre-planned at all. The resultant songs therefore vary in every way other than their intensity. Plus, a new set of sounds taken from the piano itself and transformed into dramatic stormy weather type noises. Perhaps not to everyone's taste, but they add another whole dimension to the music. Off to Paris now, for a bossa nova of all things. Do 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 Paris Bossa, a song written by the singer and guitarist Kendra Shank, a new name to our show, recorded July 92. We'll have to break out of the 90s after this. Kendra came from a theatrical and musical family and first appeared on stage at the age of 5. Paris Bossa was from her first album. She's up to half a dozen now. Larry Willis, piano, Gary Bartz, alto, Steve Novacell on bass, Steve Williams, drums, and of course, if it's a bossa nova, you must have a percussionist, Steve Berrios in this case. And if it's not too late, let's have a short morning prayer. Saxophonist Ernie Watts on tenor here with his own compo Morning Prayer, recorded in Cologne in November 2006, with Patricia Watts, Ernie's wife, on a Burmese temple bell. Jazz is so gloriously varied, and we're getting all sorts in this week, but so far, no Hammond B3. This is another sort of Morning Prayer.
Mama don't allow no guitar playing in here. Mama don't allow no guitar playing in here. Well, he don't care what your mama don't allow. He's gonna play his guitar anyhow. Mama don't allow no guitar playing in here. Ooh, yeah, boy, play. Oh, yeah.
mama don't allow no organ playing in here. I don't care what your mama don't lie, he's gonna play his organ anyhow. Mama don't allow no organ playing in here.
Mama don't allow no guitar, drums or organ playing here, it appears, but almost every English language verb has completed the sentence, Mama don't allow no. Joey DeFrancesco is on the B3 and vocals, Paul Bollenbeck guitar and Byron Landrum on drums. In fact, all three of them get in on the singing act at one stage. No, not a contender for a Grammy Award, just seriously good fun. The liner notes call that a deep groove. Whatever that means. Recorded in New York, September 2001. Chances of me remembering this are remote, but I'll try and play you another track from this album another week. One that features Joey on the B3. No real surprise there, of course, but with his brother John on guitar and their combined papa, conveniently called Papa John DeFrancesco, on a second B3. That's an awful lot of Hammond B3 on one single track. Gary Bartz plays on a couple of the tracks on this album. It's becoming his week.
Thank you.
It's been ages since we featured Gary Bartz, so now we don't seem to be able to get rid of him. That was also his own compo, Along the 12-Tone Row, recorded at the Power Station in New York, September 94. Bartz on alto was mainly inspired by the two towering tenor giants of the 60s, Sonny Rollins and John Coltrane. And between those two, of course, the trail goes right back to the beginning of jazz through the entire evolution of our music. Eddie Henderson, flugelhorn, John Clark, French horn, Mulgrew Miller, piano, Dave Holland, bass, and Greg Bandy, drums. I noticed that Dave Holland is giving a solo bass performance as part of this year's London Jazz Festival. Think I'll go along to that. This Gary Bartz album is called The Red and Orange Poems, and I've no idea why. Another vocal.
You promised me you'd come back. I promised to wait. But I got a little too lonely, and you were a little too late. Too many long nights alone, not even a date. So I got a little too lonely, and now you're a little too late. You never would write, you never would call. While I had the blues, you were having a ball. You thought that I'd be here to run to. Now I'm gonna do to you what I was done to. Too bad about you, my friend. It could have been great, but I got a little too lonely. You were a little too late.
Plaintive song about a man leaving his woman alone for too long. And as we heard there, loneliness is a dangerous symptom. I Was a Little Too Lonely was covered by Nat King Cole in 56 on his much acclaimed After Midnight album. Here it's sung by Jackie Allen from Wisconsin. She studied voice, applied voice, at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. I think this is my solitary album of hers. We'll look out for more. Bill Cunliffe, piano, Jim Huguet on bass, Roy McCurdy, drums, and a front line of Red Holloway on tenor, Gary Foster, alto, and Bruce Paulson on trombone. This album's called Witch, as in where and when, rather than broomstick. It was recorded Feb 99. Here's a guitar version of Dave Brubeck's compo, The Duke. The Duke, so you can well guess who's coming up next. This, The Duke, is Brubeck's tribute to the great man, and this version is on a compilation Savoy Jazz CD called Joy Spring, various recording dates from the 80s detailing the more swinging side of guitarist Larry Coryell. This was recorded by Rudy Van Gelder in October 89, with Kenny Barron piano, Buster Williams bass, and Marvin Smitty Smith on drums. And here, of course, is the aforementioned Duke. It's the other song from the Connie Plank session, which came out on a very recently released CD. Thank you. know, perhaps not a true Ellington masterpiece, but of immense interest for Ellington followers, as it's quite a different version of Afrique to that previously released. This version is take 3 from the July 1970 recording session in Cologne with recording engineer Connie Plank. Of the 3 takes of Afrique on this album, this is the only one featuring a vocalist. No one seems to know who the singer was. Stefan Plank, Connie's son, thought it could have been his mother, Connie's wife, therefore. Another of the sound recording engineers in the studio, Wolfgang Hirschmann, suggested it might have been a Scandinavian lover of Ellington's. Whoever it was gave a great Creole love call style performance. Next, There Will Never Be Another You. It's our first trip back to the 50s this week, most unusual for us. That was Oscar Moore, the guitarist who had been in the Nat King Cole trio for 10 years, but then left Nat when Oscar felt the trio were going away from pure jazz to the more poppy end of the spectrum as Nat's vocal style became more and more popular. In 47, when he left Cole, Oscar Moore was on an astonishing $35,000 a year salary, and so a big, big decision for him. But he only made 3 albums as a leader thereafter, plus a much later tribute one to Nat when Cole died. Maybe he was always destined to be a sideman, really. He brought subtleties to the art of comping. Previously, it had been very much four-to-the-bar clunking. Here in 54 in Hollywood, he's joined by the brilliant pianist Carl Perkins and bassist Joe Comfort, plus Mike Paccio, bongo. Apart from that one Nat King Cole tribute album, he basically left the music business in the 50s, and he became a bricklayer, on rather less than $35,000 a year, I would suggest. Next up, a Mose Allison song.
I'm thinking about a place, waiting for the day when I will make my getaway. Because as any fool can say, there's nothing here for me but Hurry up, boy, bring that water. Don't do things you shouldn't order. When I get away and find my easy street, I'll have a smile for all I meet. And they will welcome me, I know, everywhere I go. No more thinking that I missed it. How could anyone resist it? And there's a chance I will find my real romance when I get to my city home. Get away and find my easy street. I'll have a smile for all I meet. They're gonna welcome me, I know, everywhere I go. See the town in all its glitter. How could anyone be bitter? And there's a chance I will find my real romance when I get to my city home. When I get to my city.
Was from a 1996 recorded album of Mose Allison songs, with vocal duties shared between Georgie Fame, and we heard him there on City Home, Van Morrison and Ben Sidran. And it was Ben who played that beautiful piano on City Home. So that just leaves Alec Dankworth bass and Ralph Salmon's drums. And of course, Georgie at the Hammond organ as well. The album's called Tell Me Something, well worth tracking down. This next song is called Roy Showed, rather suggesting that Roy doesn't always show up. Thank you. Herb Ellis All-Stars, Herb Guitar, Buddy Tate Tenor, Ray Bryant Piano, Israel Crosby Bass and Gus Johnson Drums. And then for the third day of their three-day recording session, June 62, Roy shows. That's Roy Eldridge. Trumpeter Frank Assunto is there for the first 2 days. Anyway, Roy shows, and Herb Ellis titles that song Roy Showed. It's as simple as that. Roy maybe only shows on the last day of a recording session, or one out of three. Certainly not every day, according to this. I played a Keith Jarrett number a couple of weeks ago, and it reminded me of the beauty of his playing. Since then, I've considerably added to my Jarrett collection, much of it from his ECM record label days, and loved everything. Much of it live recordings. This one is from the State Opera House in Munich, 2001. Jarrett piano, Gary Peacock bass, Jack DeJohnette on drums. It could become a regular weekly slot at this rate. This is It's All in the Game. Thank you. And as ever, huge, huge thanks for listening. And I really hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, in a couple of weeks' time after a quick summer holiday, when I'm sure we'll head off back to the 50s a bit more. Until then, please take care. Keep well.